Thinking about Dude's issues with women caused Wolf to reflect upon Sam Mozart Reed. That was one man who certainly didn't have any problems with women. Mozart was popular with the ladies and never hesitated to turn any encounter into one which involved flirting and the possibility of a one-night stand. As far as Wolf knew, however, Mozart had never been tempted into anything more. Wolf figured Mozart's aversion to settling down with one woman had something to do with Mozart's little sister being murdered when he was a child. But Wolf never pried. A man was allowed to have his secrets. Wolf chuckled to himself, thinking about the last man on their team, Cason Benny Sawyer. Nicknames were a part of life on SEAL teams. Everyone got one, and it wasn't necessarily something that was macho or even wanted by the recipient. Benny was a case in point. He'd been trying for years to get the guys to change his name, but they'd just laughed and ignored him. An inside joke with the team, they'd ask Benny if he liked some new name, only to just laugh and say, "Too bad," when Benny agreed that he loved the new one. Benny had earned his nickname fair and square, and nothing he could say would change it. Feeling tired for the first time since he'd climbed onto the plane, Wolf finally closed his eyes. He felt lucky he not only had one of the most interesting and exciting jobs in the world, but that he was able to work with such a great group of men. Each man had his strengths and weaknesses, and there were no secrets within the group. Abe, Cookie, Mozart, Benny, and Dude were teammates, but they were also his closest friends. Wolf sighed, settled himself into his seat, and tried to get comfortable. The team would most likely have a few weeks stateside before being sent on another mission, but time off was never guaranteed. Wolf knew the night after they returned, the team would head to their favorite bar for a post-mission ritual of blowing off steam and shooting the shit. Leaving the mission behind was sometimes difficult, but somehow their tradition of throwing back a few beers would break the team out of the military frame of mind and bring them back to what was important: friendship and women. Wolf figured each team member knew they most likely wouldn't meet the woman of their dreams in a bar, especially not in a bar near the base where too many women were more than willing to sleep with a SEAL just to say she'd done it. But it didn't stop the boys from enjoying what was frequently offered. Wolf ignored the niggling little voice in his head that said he wouldn't mind settling down and finding someone to love. It wasn't as if he could plan it. He'd just have to go with the flow. Hopefully it happened sooner rather than later, but he wasn't going to act desperate about it. Sleep finally came over Wolf, as it had the rest of his team, and they all slept the sleep of the exhausted as they flew toward California and home. Chapter 1. Like a fantasy brought to life, each woman in the bar was acutely aware of the table full of gorgeous men sitting in the corner. Obviously, in the military, they were muscular and had a wariness about them that came from too many missions overseas. Every one of the women would have given anything to be able to go home with one of them. They were that good-looking. The group of six teammates and friends were enjoying a final beer together before some of them headed off on leave. Known for its excellent beer choices and as a good place to pick up women, the bar was where they spent quite a bit of time, especially after a mission. All six men had gone home with a woman they'd met there at one time or another. So far, none of them had found the one. It wasn't as if they didn't want to find someone to love. It just hadn't happened for any of them yet, and in the meantime, they all enjoyed playing the field. All of the men had played the pickup game at one time or another, but Wolf was the least likely to hook up with a random chick who just wanted to bag a SEAL. He'd learned at a young age, by looking at the example his folks set, that true love was out there and could be found. Wolf wasn't a saint, but he also never flaunted his sexuality.
"You ready for your vacation?"
Dude asked Wolf.
"Oh, hell yeah. I can't remember the last time."